Tory on homeless, tear down these tents we say, tear down the Tory government. Ross Saunders, Cardiff Socialist Party. Cardiff Tory councillor Catherine Calloway has sparked outrage by calling on social media for the tents of homeless people in the city to be torn down. Calloway challenged Labour Council leader Hugo Thomas on Twitter to tear down these tents for reasons of safety, prosperity and for a better image for Cardiff, sparing not a word for the impact on the homeless people, who rely on the tents for shelter. Her tweet immediately provoked 2,000 angry replies, including from former Wales rugby international players Ian Gow and Gareth Thomas. Many pointed out it is the government led by her party that is driving the housing crisis and compromising our safety and prosperity with austerity. Cardiff Tories were forced by the outcry to suspend Calloway, but almost immediately reinstated her. She is unrepentant, calling critics virtue signalers, claiming that adequate alternatives to rough sleeping exist, and that anyone on the streets has chosen to be there. These comments by Calloway are unfortunately echoes of claims made by Cardiff's Labour Council. After Lynne Deepring died in a tent in the snow last year, Cabinet Member for Housing Linda Thorne said there is no need to sleep outside at night because Cardiff Council provides adequate support for everyone at risk of homelessness. But it doesn't. Cuts like a lot of opposition-run councils, Cardiff wants to have it both ways. They deny the cuts they have obediently implemented are causing suffering in our communities, while at the same time denouncing Tory austerity in the abstract. 24 new rough sleepers appear on Cardiff's streets every month. Homelessness is up 12% on last year in Wales, according to Shelter Cymru, and up 9% in the last 3 months. And all experts acknowledge these figures underreport the actual levels of the problem. Cardiff Council has cut £250 million of services and 2,500 jobs. They have evicted from council housing the victims of the bedroom tax and other benefit cuts, at the same time as they cut funding for services provided by homeless organisations like the Wallach Charity. They even abolished the community alcohol and drug team. But most importantly, Cardiff Council refuses to take a stand against the government and fight for more funding, despite sitting on £100 million of reserve cash which could plug the gap while a campaign is built. Big business demanded we put its need to restore profits before our need for housing, and big business politicians like the Tories and Blairites are only too willing to help them. It's not tents we should be tearing down, it's the Tory government and Blairite councils, and the capitalist system they represent. Scrap universal credit and the benefit cuts. No more job losses, no more cuts in public services, set no cuts budgets, and nationalise workplaces like Bridge and Ford that threaten cuts no evictions, cap rents, not benefits, for a mass programme of council house building.